My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Brianna King episode. I met Brianna at Venice Beach doing a Stevie on the Streety series. I thought she'd be a good fit for the podcast, and she surely was. She had a really positive energy about her, and my favorite part of her interview was when she talked about out of the blue moving to Australia and her getting involved with the New York City skateboarding scene, and just her talking about how she got into skateboarding. I hope you enjoy. She's an awesome person. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time ever on the Stevie Weeby Show, model, actress, and kick-ass skateboarder, Brianna King.
Yay.
Thanks for coming.
Yay, of course.
Man, I'm hyped that you're here. Hey, this is historical. First female skateboarder ever on the Stevie Weeby Show.
I feel happy.
Ever. That's historical.
Yeah,
that is.
For sure.
And the way we met was just crazy. How did we meet? At Venice, right?
Yeah, at Venice. I was just skating down the boardwalk and I heard your voice. So I just like heard that.
What, the Michael Jackson high pitch?
Yeah. And I just like turned and I was like, yeah, I like that voice. So I'm going to go over there. Like you were yelling at someone else like, yo, do you want to do this? And they're like, no. And I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I was just hyped to meet you. Your energy out of the whole day, your energy was top notch.
Yeah.
Positivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we met some characters that day, especially that one Native American. This Native American dude was really getting hard on me, huh? He was. I thought he was gonna stab me. But you're like a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
You're just like boom, and then I'm like, oh dude, she's skate. Like you were cruising. You had a shake junk grip tape and everything.
Sparkly.
Yeah.
How cute.
That's so crazy. And
push the mic a little bit.
Like this?
Toward me.
Like this?
Away. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I wanna just get into like I get super stoked just watching your progression as a skateboarder. Like how did you get into skateboarding firstly?
Okay. My story, I guess, like how I got into skateboarding is like a huge mess. But I grew up in LA. I'm from LA.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's huge here.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It was always something that I wanted to do. And my mom was in like really cool about it. And I mm-hmm. remember like one day she finally got me a skateboard and I skated for like maybe a month, like a few weeks. And I ended up breaking my leg.
What? Doing what? Learning to kickflip?
Nah.
Okay, what? Ollie some stairs?
Yeah, I ollied some stairs.
How many?
Four stairs, which is so dumb. But we put a board, like, I ollied down the four stair.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that was mad easy. Like, let me do it again, but with, like, a board in front of it. Like, I got this.
Uh-huh.
And then I did it. And then I'm like, I'll put two boards on top of each other. And I go, and I was
on the top of the
set. This, you know, like trucking
wheel.
Yeah. You know? So high up. And then my back truck ended up hitting it, and I rolled my ankle, and I broke it.
Rolled it like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, no, I always rolled my ankle as a kid. And I was like, I'm good. And then I was like, oh, I broke my ankle.
Damn. Did you feel it break right away?
Yeah, but I didn't.
It swelled up, though,
It swelled. Yeah. It was huge, and I was just like, I can't tell my mom. And probably for like 4 hours, I was just outside.
You didn't put ice on it right away? Yeah, the homies didn't get ice?
No, we're all dumb. Like, we're all dumb, and I was just like sitting outside, and my mom came up, and she's like, Brianna, like, come upstairs and eat some food. And I lived on the second story.
So you had to limp up there.
No, I didn't even go. I was like, I'm not hungry right now. And then one of my friends was like, yo, Rosemary, Brandy King broke her ankle. I was just like,
oh my God.
Damn.
Rush you to the hospital, or what's the deal?
My mom just like ripped my shoe off with my broken ankle. And then she's like, oh yeah, it's pretty broken. Like, let's go to the emergency. Oh, so that happened, God. And I never skated again. Like,
What year was this?
Seventh grade. So,
oh, this is seventh grade. Yeah. Oh, damn. What got you into, what made you want, like, did you see a video?
Yeah, at school we would watch, like, hella
mad clips.
Like, there was so much skateboarding.
Like, what,
happening.
Like Baker video? Like
Baker, that was, Baker 3 came out that day that I broke my ankle.
That was a damn good video.
Yeah. And I remember, like, Dustin Dolan. I was always obsessed with Dustin
Dolan.
That
dude's gnarly,
And I was like, he throws himself off of everything.
Did you see him do that gas station?
Yes,
that
yes, cold.
So
yes.
There's this gas station thing on Sunset. It's on top of this rooftop, and then there's a steep-ass bank. And he was kick-flipping into that.
Right?
I was scared watching it. I'm like, what is he? Was he crazy?
He's rad.
Yeah. Like, so what out of, like, what part, like, I know it's, like, broken down into clips, but, like, whose part, like, really, like, stoked you out the most?
I loved Ragdoll. Because the same, he was similar to Dustin. They just threw themselves everywhere.
Just
and
down
they just
stuff.
Didn't care. So I liked that about skateboarding. These people were just insane. I've always...
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just pretty much that. And anybody that was just like a crazy skateboarder that I really looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so after I break my ankle, I don't skate again. And I had like friends around me that were skateboarding. So I like push around here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, look, I could still kickflip.
Yeah.
But then I ended up moving to New York, and
for what reason?
Okay. Oh, here's another little story.
All right.
2010, I ended up moving to Australia because
that's random.
Yeah. I just didn't like LA.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I felt so weird here. Like, I grew up in the 626, and I was like the only black person, and I just felt weird.
The 626? What area is that?
San Gabriel Valley, like Monterey Park.
Okay, gotcha.
Montebello.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like felt weird, so I was like, I'm just gonna go somewhere really far where they still speak English. And I ended up in Australia.
Sydney.
Melbourne.
You didn't? Do you know anyone in Australia?
No, I didn't. I knew one friend from Instagram.
So off the strength of one friend off Instagram, you just hopped on a plane with your stuff and
I
moved.
I was freaked out. And
you have a place to live?
I was gonna go live with this person and his family, like just a bunch of strangers, basically.
Was he a skater?
No, I wasn't really into skating.
Oh, it was just a rat. It was a dude.
It was just another dude, and I was just like, hopefully this goes well. And he picked me from the airport. We sat down for dinner. I just started crying. I was like, I just ruined my life. Like,
oh,
what did
my
I do?
God.
Like, I was just like freaked out.
So how was your relationship? Was he cool?
He's mad cool.
Okay.
He's my best friend still. Like,
that's what's up. Yeah.
So
how long were you out there for?
Like 6 years.
6 years in Australia?
Yeah.
What's it like living out there?
It was cool. It was cool.
Oh my! Like, did you skate it all out there?
Okay. So my partner out there had a quarter pipe, a half pipe in the backyard.
Damn.
I skated it maybe once, and I skated maybe for a couple of weeks, and I just felt so insecure, just being the only woman skateboarding, because he only had friends that were males that were skateboarding. And
yeah,
it was just like, I feel uncomfortable, I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah. How are you, what were you doing for work? And
just
like
modeling. Like, there's not too many like mixed black people in Australia, so
yeah,
it was like a freaking, like, it was lit.
Okay, so let's go back, because you're kind of jumping, like you said kickflip. Like, I want to know when you learned your first kickflip and how that made you feel, because I remember the moment I learned it, and it was like one of the happiest days of my life.
Okay. Probably like the same week I got my skateboard.
Yeah.
I remember the first day, like, I saw my neighbor do a kickflip, and I was like, I can do that. You know?
You learned it in one day?
Yeah, and I sat there all day. I had these, like, two poles in front of my house, and I would just, like, hold myself up. So I would try to, like, flick it.
Yeah.
But I'd hold myself up probably even for, like, 11 seconds until, like, my board flipped away. Like,
oh, so you're learning to flick first.
Yeah, learning
to flick.
Oh, that's smart. And then holding up my body and then landing on the board. So, like, I did that all day, and then I ended up just landing a kickflip. Like, I learned everything super quick. Like, as a kid, it was just made sense.
So that's the first trick you learn after an ollie. You learn how to kick.
Kickflip first.
Before a shove, shove it?
I kind of, yeah. I'm not even going to talk about shove it.
That's great. Because, okay, this is the way I learned it. I learned pop shove it before even an ollie. I don't know why, because it just the way my board went, and then I just jumped up with it, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it makes sense to just, like, throw your legs like spaghetti.
Yeah, like scissor.
Rather than just like
yeah.
Really move that way.
Okay, so after a kickflip, what was the second trick you learned? Front 180? Frontside 180?
No, flicks. I've always been to flicks. So it was like varial.
Because you got a varial kickflip. Kick yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a varial flip. Yeah.
I ended up learning varial kickflip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had bad heel flip, bad heel flips, front 180, no back 180s yet. And then I think that was pretty much it all I learned. And then when I was in Australia, like those couple weeks that I skated, I learned backside flip and then no more skating. But
damn, you learned a backside flip for like your third or fourth trip. Damn, I'm horrible at backside.
That's my favorite trick. My favorite is trick of all.
So that's very impressive to me that you learned a backside flip before all the other ones. Yeah.
Didn't make sense.
Okay, so you're out in Australia 6 years and then you're modeling and then what was the night light like? What was it like? Like, what are the people like and the culture?
Okay, so still, like, growing up in LA, I was awkward, and then I went to Australia and I was still awkward. I wasn't too social.
Yeah.
So a lot of my time was spent with, like, my friend that I knew when I moved to Australia, and I probably had, like, two other friends, so I really didn't do much of anything. I would go to the beach. And I'd come back home, or I'd hang out at the skate park and watch everyone else skating, or eat. And
wait, in Australia?
Home. Yeah, I was really antisocial.
How?
It was just like.
How were the parks? There were some dope spots out there in Australia? What was the park like? Like, the layout was.
It was
like,
amazing. Like, St. Kilda Skate Park was right on the beach.
Damn,
so you
it's
have
on the
like
beach.
Grass, beach.
Damn.
Yeah,
and what was it? Was it mostly rough. Like street oriented?
Transition. A lot of transition.
Oh, I saw you at Venice. You're.
No, I just learned that.
Yeah,
I
saw
learned.
You do. I saw your thing. Her snake.
Okay, the day that I met you was like one of the
first
things.
Yeah, you made
I
it to the coping too.
I know, yo.
So, anyway, at the Venice Skate Park, I guess,
there's
a snake run. I never hit that, by the way. I'm in the kiddie area, you know, where there's those two small things are. But you, like, hit that snake run and you hit the coping.
And I got out. And I got out and I did a kickflip out. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. So when did you get the courage to hit that?
It was probably just like a month and a half ago. Like, I would
You're progressing so fast.
Thank you. I would go to Venice and I would skate the little banks, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm fine doing that there. And then one day I was like, you know what? Today is the day I'm going to get through all of the snake run. And I went there and I did it. And I was like, oh my God. Like... And yeah, so now I'm just doing more and progressing and going faster. And
yeah, you got back 50 stalls too.
Yeah,
I saw you do that. Correct me if I'm wrong. You did that, right?
Yeah.
So when did you learn that?
This week.
Just pumped up.
This week.
You taught
him? Well, I skate with him often. But
okay.
Yeah, he helped me a lot.
As far as like body weight and all that.
Just in
foot
life.
Placement. Yeah. I kind of had a feeling. I'm like, yeah, he skates because I was I was looking at his just his build and then his Janowskis. I'm like, I don't know. That's kind of a generalization, but for some reason, his Janowskis.
You want to give a shout out?
Yeah. His friend, her friend came. What's your name, buddy?
I'm Alex.
Alex. So yeah. Alex came with Brianna.
Shout
and then
Alex.
I just had a feeling that, okay, this, I don't know why I knew that he skated. Without me, him saying, cause he hasn't said much.
True.
No, it's okay. No, you are allowed. But you know, it's like that feeling. I'm like, I think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't tell you I skated though, because I was in my little. You didn't know I skated.
No.
Yeah.
We were talking about other skating.
You were talking about
you
other
didn't
stuff.
Say that you skated.
Yeah. At all. Right.
Sick. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. It's it's, I look at it as an art form. It's kind of like painting or something. It's, and you don't have to, you could do whatever you want. There's no rules. Mm-hmm. So I figured there's, in today's climate, there's so many different ways that people skate. People do like the dork tricks, like no comply stuff. People do gnarly stuff, or people do just ledge tricks. But I think I was so stoked to just, I don't know, for some reason you stoked me out just watching you like roll up, and then you did a power slide, and I saw your grip tape, and I'm like, whoa. I thought it was the coolest thing ever that day that I saw. I'm like, that's cool. Who are some of your inspirations as far, who are your top three skaters? I mentioned Day One because Day One song follows you, which stoked me out to the core. But who are three that really hype this, that you're stoked about?
Okay. One of my best friends, which her name is Yasmin.
Shout out to Yasmin.
Shout out to Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
She's so gnarly. Like, she just goes for everything, and she hasn't been skating too long, and she just goes in. Mm-hmm. And she's like the reason why I started skateboarding, mm-hmm. and I just like look up to her so much. Like, I don't know. So Yasmin, and then of course Dustin Dolan.
And you know, it's weird because he's from Australia.
Yeah.
And you ended up, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's kind of weird that I just made that connection, but.
And then, I don't know. It's just like
Well, you could say Day One. I mean, that's always a safe bet.
No, and then Rodney Mullen is like insane. Like,
yeah.
I love the way they think, and I love the way they speak about skateboarding, and and Andy Anderson.
Okay,
Andy Anderson, like, they skate everything.
Brian Anderson and Kenny Anderson as well.
All the Andersons.
I'm a fan of the Andersons. Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Fandersons.
Yeah. What is it about, like, I think with Rodney Mullen, I think that because he's such an innovator, he created all these tricks. Mm-hmm. Have you seen his TED Talks, by the way?
I've watched every interview he's
ever done. Yeah, yeah. And so the way he talks about it, in which I really related to, is... he doesn't even like skating when people are around. Mm-hmm. He'll go like at 3 a.m. to some weird, like a parking lot structure, and just skate by. I think that's so cool. Just
the way he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
He just needs like a clear mind. Like when you're taking a test, you're like, be quiet. It's to really think.
And that, do you prefer skating like that, or do you like skating with your friends?
I like skating with my friends. The reason why I got into skateboarding again was because of the people around me, the women around me, or mm-hmm. just the people around me made me feel comfortable. It's just like, that's something also that I would like. I was just talking about this yesterday. Like, I'm vlogging my 30-day like progression sort of thing.
I saw that on Instagram. Yeah.
And I was like, something that I want to learn over these 30 days is to feel more comfortable just skating alone and with myself.
What, like to 7-Eleven or something?
No, just like a
I'm sorry.
Air One, but like not 7-Eleven. But yeah, just to just like have a little stash by myself, because I always just expect somebody to be there and like cheer me on and like just like, do you see that? Do you see me? Like, be happy for me. And it's just like, I could just be happy for myself, like by myself right now. I don't need someone here all the time. But yeah, I love skating with a bunch of people. It's just like brings the right energy.
You know,
like
that's so crazy you said that, because normally I'm not around a lot of other, like I used to, but now I just skate by myself to random places, mm-hmm. you know, but I kind of miss that part of it with another person there. Because if you do something, they'll like, you know, they'll give you energy.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that was sick or whatever. Yeah. Are you familiar with Casey Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know who she was. And she happened to be at the North Hollywood skate park. And I noticed that like people would leave her alone. And I'm like, who is this person? I didn't know who she was. But then she went up to the, you know, the ledge before the bank at the bottom. There's like a bank, but there's like a small ledge at the bottom of the park. She just straight up went there, no slide shove, like that, easy, no problem. And I'm like, whoa, she rips.
On another level.
I didn't know who she was. Then I asked someone at the skate park, I go, who is that?
Yo,
they go,
that?
They're like, oh, you don't know who, that's Casey Baker.
On,
yeah.
God.
But I love seeing that. Yeah. But I'm even like really hyped on the Barracks now,
mm-hmm.
that they're implementing that as well. Like, you know, the game of skate as well.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The women's.
Yeah, the women's division. The yeah, yeah.
That was insane. That was so sick.
So let's talk about your transition back into skateboarding. So it happened at tail end of Australia, and then what made you move back to LA?
No, okay, okay.
All right.
In Australia, I stopped skating. I was mm-hmm. just like, I'm done. I'm uncomfortable. Then, okay. I haven't really talked about it, but mm-hmm. I guess when I was going back to Australia after visiting my family, I got stopped at customs.
Why?
Because I'm black. I don't know. Wow. I just got stopped.
Yeah. They were checking your shit or?
Well, they were like, you usually come over here on a working visa or any type of different visa. And I was coming back on a holiday visa.
Yeah.
So they're just like, hey, you've been working here for a while. Like, how come you're coming on a holiday visa? Blah, blah, blah. Like, apparently like in Canada and Australia, they're allowed to like check your phone or like whatever, blah, blah, blah. So like I already deleted everything from my phone. So they're like, yeah. Oh, can we see your phone? And I was like,
wait, they have the right to do that?
Apparently.
To look in your phone? Like what, on your social?
Mm-hmm. Just everything. Everything.
What TSA, like what's up with this?
Right.
That's not cool. Continue.
But I knew that. So I deleted like every app that I had, every message, just everything.
Ridiculous.
I was like, you can have my phone. Like, here we go. And they took my phone and they're like, you have any other electronics? I was like, nah, I don't got anything else. They're like taking like 2 hours. So I'm like sitting there like,
why?
They're checking everything. So like, I'm like, I'm bored. And I brought on my laptop like a dummy. So they're like, oh, you said you didn't have any other electronics. Like,
so they took your laptop?
And then everything's on my laptop.
Like, what'd you have on it? Just skate footage? That's it? What are they expecting to find?
I have no
clue. Some kind of cocaine deal or something? Like, what's their problem?
Yeah, so they take my laptop and I'm just like, honestly, there isn't anything on there. But there was one email from my agency in Australia saying like, hey, let us know when you're back and we can get you some work. So they found that suspicious.
Yeah.
And they basically deported me. They handcuffed me and they took me to the detention center where they like were going to do like an investigation.
What?
Yeah.
Dude,
on the
yeah,
this is the Australian side.
Yeah, and I'm like cuffed, like handcuffed, and my ankles are cuffed. And
for a modeling gig?
And I wasn't going there to do any jobs. I was just going there to go back. And my agent just said, like, hey, like we have a job if you're here because we know you're in town. Like they don't even know anything that's going on. They're just like offering. They're like,
oh, what airport is this? In Australia,
just Melbourne International.
Shame on you, Melbourne. Shame on you.
So yeah, I was
get your customs straight.
And that's why I came
damn.
Back because I got kicked out. For 2 years.
She's an artist. She's a skater. She's doing the right thing.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You tell your mom that story?
Yeah.
What'd your mom say about that?
She was
probably upset.
She was so scared.
Wow.
She doesn't even understand. She was like, oh my God, you're in jail. And I was like, pretty
that's
much.
So crazy.
But yo, there was this one girl that was in the detention center for like 6 years. Like she didn't want to tell them where she came from and she had no passport, no anything. So we don't even know how she got there. But she loved Andy Milonakis. And Andy Milonakis is like I love Andy Milonakis.
Dude,
so like,
you know what's crazy? Our intern here, we've been trying to get Andy Milonakis on this TV Weeby show for like a year now.
You gotta go find him in Venice. You gotta stay
and,
out in
no,
Venice.
But, Ren, are we close to booking him? I'm an Andy Milonakis fan.
Andy Milonakis is the reason
that's my
why
friend
I
right there.
To be funny. Like, I was like, yo, I want to be like Andy Milonakis. But this girl in there, you know?
There's no one like him, by the way, in the world. He's a special guy kind of person. But continue. Andy, please come. But continue.
And she loved Andy Milonakis. So all day she was just rapping like just like Andy Milonakis shit all day. And, you know, like that's what really got me through like those days that
man.
I was in there because it was just mad fucking funny. Like,
yeah.
I was just laughing all day. I was just like, yo, this is like the craziest time of my life. But this girl loves Andy Milonakis and she's just rapping like all day long.
About Andy.
Yeah.
That's so weird because it's like everything's connecting right here. I'm like, wait a minute. And then literally a week ago, right? He was like, I'm close to booking Andy Milonakis.
Please.
We're trying to get a date. That's so crazy. So when you got out, like, what did, okay, what?
I get out. Mm-hmm. They take me to the airport, like, all handcuffed to the plane. So everyone that's getting on the plane sees me in handcuffs, and like, everyone's
staring.
That
you're like a like a drug overlord or something.
And then like, I get on the airplane, I'm like, it's all right. Like, I did nothing at all, and I'm just like next to these little sweet old people. And okay, but like, also when I was in the detention center, they're like, okay, like, you have to go back. Like, where do you want to go? I was like, New York. I've never been there. I didn't know anyone there, and I was like, F it. Like, I just like left my whole family behind, like everything that I just like established in those 6 years.
Yeah,
like, I left it all behind. I'm just gonna go to New York. I'm gonna start like fresh. I don't know anyone there. Let's see how this goes.
Where in New York?
So when I first got to New York, I had nowhere to go. So I was just staying at like the Conrad. I was staying at the Conrad Hotel on the Hudson River.
Damn. How'd you find out where to stay? I just
got there and I just like hoped for the best. I was just like,
isn't it expensive out in New York, though?
Yeah.
So how are you, how'd you maintain out there?
I had money, and my friends also helped me. My homie that I went out to Australia for helped me a lot. Like, he was just like, it's okay. Like, you're just going to get through this and you're going to start a new life. And I was like, no, I want to die.
Yeah. And then that's when you start skating again. Let's talk about New York skateboarding. Yeah. Because it's a different type of thing out there. Yeah.
So there, I'm in New York, whatever. Everything starts, like, working out. And then I meet this girl, Yasmin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mentioned her earlier. Yasmin. And shout out to Yasmin again.
And I felt so comfortable. Like, I finally seen another black woman skateboarding.
What did that make you feel like?
Like, I was like, I want to be like her. And it's like...
Oh, she was ripping, too.
Yeah.
Was she kickflipping, too?
No, she wasn't. Okay. But she's, like, just, like...
But she was charging.
The street, just going fast.
So she was pushing hard.
Just pushing hard, power sliding, like just going for things, like all in up things that she knows she can, but she just goes for it, and she's like bloody everywhere, just like going in. And I was like, I want to be that. Like,
damn,
I'm gonna
sick.
Do it. So yeah. Every day. Probably for like a whole year. I didn't work much. Mm-hmm. When I got there, I was just like, I don't want to do anything else, because I found something that finally made me like so freaking excited to do. So yeah, probably for my first year, I didn't work or do anything besides skateboard.
Dude, that's cool. Like, why not?
All day.
You know what? You only live once. Might as well just be happy. Yeah. If it makes you happy to skateboard, do that more.
Yeah,
you know,
and I was 24.
Like,
so that all happened. I was like, yo, I never felt this happy in my 24 years of living. Like, this is exactly what I need to be doing right now. Mm-hmm. And that's just... what happened?
I was out in New York with the band. When we were active, we did a weird show at a New York Fashion Week.
Yeah,
it was Steve Aoki's. He's got a clothing label, Dim Mock Clothing.
Yeah,
and we had to do a show because we were like kind of like a punk, kind of obscure Asian punk rap thing band, 8 members, but they set it up on top of these mini ramps, so we had to perform. But no one paid attention to us.
Oh.
They were just skating. They hired, I saw Eric Ellington there. That scared me. Because he was just there hanging out. Because there was I don't know a lot of New York skaters. Mm-hmm. I know, like, the Cardona, you know, Quim Cardona, the Cardona bro. I don't know that many.
Yeah.
But when I saw him, because, you know, he's a baker dude, so I'm like, what's he doing? In my mind.
Yeah, his wife has a skate shop out there.
I didn't know that. Yeah. He was hanging out, and it's, you know, I want to get into fashion as well. And so on one of our days off, I was going to ask you, we're in Chinatown, and there's a park that we found.
LES.
Yeah.
That's where.
I had a lot of fun there, man. I had a lot of fun. It was it was a gray day, and the kids, everyone was ripping, and it was like the way it was laid out was really cool.
Yeah, it looks like a movie.
So yeah, let's what'd you notice about the scene there that's different than out here?
Well, I didn't really know much about the skating scene. Like, I just was watching everyone else, like, on DVDs or VHS.
Yeah.
So, like, that was my first experience, was skateboarding, like, at a park, was New York. And I started skateboarding at LES.
So like, that's where you...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was living on Delancey and Ludlow.
Okay. I don't know the streets out there. I just know.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just know there's under, like, a... Like, it was, like, a bridge. Like, there's, like, a... underpass thing. Yeah.
So like there, everyone was pretty friendly. Like you're a woman skateboarding.
And they were probably just, they're hyped. They're like, whoa,
yeah.
Cool.
So everything I was doing, like I do a manual, they're like, yeah. Like every time I did I did anything, everyone was pretty stoked on it. Like dudes were at least. And I don't know, I just had a really good experience. Everyone's pretty social and like sweet in New York.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to skateboarding.
Mm-hmm. So. What was your favorite thing in that park to skateboard? Because the layout's pretty unique.
Just the pyramid.
Okay, there's it's a like, pyramid.
That's why I learned to do like a lot of my tricks was on that pyramid. Because yeah. It's still like slippery, but still gritty. So you're not going to like fly out and you still got some traction on there. So
mm-hmm.
That was just my favorite. Just being there in general is like mm-hmm. my favorite. Even just for a long time, I'll just like go and skate there flat, skate flat.
There, yeah.
There's so much noise around there.
It's wide. It's like spread out and wide. Mm-hmm. It's been a while, but if I remember it correctly, it was like wide. Yeah, it was wide, mm-hmm. and there's room to move.
Mm-hmm.
How were you getting? Because I noticed you brought your board. Can I show the camera as well?
Did my skateboard.
So how are you getting your skate stuff out there to keep going?
Okay.
Were there local shops or? And can we talk a little about how you came up with this concept as well? This
is awesome. Simpsons. I don't really like TV.
Yeah.
But I just watch a lot of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But Simpsons is like the only thing that I like to watch, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I want to be a Simpson. And my friend Jeff Pack,
that's awesome,
made this for me.
Amazing.
And every time I have a skateboard meetup, I give away some boards in the raffle, or just whenever the homies can't get another board at the moment, then I hook the homies up.
If someone watches this and they fall in love with this, is there a way to get this?
Yes.
Can we tell the viewers and listeners?
If y'all skate,
yeah.
and y'all are avid skaters, not just like a random person, because you can't just be taking my board for nothing in life, mm-hmm. but like, if you skate, then hit me up and we can get you a skateboard.
And then where do they go? Just on your Instagram?
You can go on Brianna King on Instagram or BriannaKing.com on the World mm-hmm, Wide Web mm-hmm. or, yeah.
That hyped me up too. Like, hyped me when I saw you had your own board. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's crazy. Where do you get these printed? Where do you get these made?
I don't know. My assistant did it.
She did all this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to New York and then I want to get back into some like the fashion and the how you got into modeling as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when did you, you start getting hooked up out there and then there's shops and everything?
So I don't skate my own skateboard. I ride.
Why not?
Because that's just weird. Oh, like, okay. Yo.
I'm sure there's like pros and sponsored people that are,
yeah,
feel the same way.
Pros, but they worked for it like this. I'm just like, I just don't want to skate my own board.
Well, what is the psychology? Because I've been watching just random content on skaters. I saw a thing on a Rest in Peace Dylan Ryder, but it had a segment where he was talking about his sponsors and how he doesn't even like putting his own logos on his boards, like his own sponsors at the time. So is it some kind of, I don't know, maybe a psychological thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
So maybe they're thinking, hey, I'm a skater. That's like, enough. Just me skating for this thing is enough.
You already have so many eyes on you. There's just like, you don't need more you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's enough.
And then when did you start, like, so how long were you out in New York and were you still modeling out there as well?
Okay. Yeah. So I've been in New York. I still live here in New York, mm-hmm. so it's been 3 years. But so my first year I wasn't skateboarding, I mean I wasn't modeling, I mm-hmm. was only skateboarding. And then I had somebody approach me on the street about doing a job where I can model and skateboard.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm down. Like, I can model on set. Like, I was so
just random person.
Yeah, just like skating down the street.
Damn.
Like, yo, 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 yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to book you guys for something. And I was just like, all right.
And
like,
who's this person?
I don't even remember what my first job was. I just remember that I ended up skateboarding and getting paid. And I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. Like, I only want to skate and model. Like, that's just so much more entertaining for me on set. Like, I have my board. I can just, like, be distracted. And, like, in that moment, I'm only thinking about skateboarding. And I don't have to think about my face. I don't have to think about my body. I don't have to do this. Like, it's just, like, this is the one thing that I have to do in this moment. And I'm down with that. Like, this makes me feel good. And, yeah, so I just...
Damn, that's so so. So with you, just synchronicity things. You just yeah. I mean, I don't know you. I'm trying to get to know you, but it seems with your trajectory, you just meet these people, and then it just connects. And
yeah, everything just somehow worked out.
Yeah. How did you get into? Were you with an agency? Good question.
I'm a real life model before Instagram existed.
All right. Let them know.
I got an agent in Australia. And
same type of deal? Someone just spotted you?
No. Actually, I just went into an agency on my birthday.
And you went in?
And they're like, oh, yeah, we like you. You're going to work tomorrow. I'm just like, so I got like a campaign. Like, I went to casting the next day, and then I booked that the next, and then I shot it the next day.
How do you cast for, I'm just curious. Model? Yeah, how do you do a modeling casting?
It's super sad.
Yeah.
I don't
go ahead. I'm just interested. I have no idea how it works.
You just wear tight clothing and minimal makeup, and you just go in and be like, "Hi." And you take a picture and it says your name on it. You don't talk, you don't do anything. You just like go front, back, side, and then you bounce.
That's it?
And that's it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like no personality, no speaking, nothing at all, and it's just like really awkward and overwhelming and yeah.
Is there like a cast? There's casting places for that.
Same. Yeah.
Oh my God. What's the waiting room like there? Is everyone just quiet?
Yeah. It must so be awkward.
Everyone's just looking at themselves on their phone.
Yes. It's so awkward.
At least you're like doing kickflips and you can bring your board. Yeah,
okay. Now when I go to castings, it's amazing. Cause I walk
you can
in
skate outside.
And people are like, yo, I want to skateboard too. I'm like, yo, we're homies now. But when I first started modeling, I didn't have anything else to me. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm cute. Like sick. And everyone goes in there. I don't look like anyone else because I'm in Australia. I'm like, everyone's blonde and white in here. I'm like the only black person. Like, damn, I'm not getting this. Like every time I just thought that, like every time I'm like, I'm not going to get this. I'm black. I'm not going to get this. And then I always got it, but
dude,
it was just like
tight.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Booking it.
But now it feels really good when I go into a casting and they're like, yo, you're the skateboarder. Like, blah, blah, blah,
dude, that's got to help.
And I get a walk in.
Because that sets you
this.
Apart from a lot of these motherfuckers.
And I'm like, I'm going in baggy clothes.
People don't realize, like, dude, skateboarding's a hard thing to do.
Even just doing anything else, like when people are modeling, you just, like, if you're into drawing, like, you know, put that out there too. You're already putting your face out there. Like, just put out all your talents. Like, just show everyone that you do something else so you can be set apart from everyone else. Like, everyone has a talent. Just, like, focus on that thing and do that one
whether
thing
it's drawing
and, like,
or acting, whatever.
Running.
Right.
I'm a real good runner. Or like
hiking,
look at me, like,
or whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. How did you get to the point where you got representation, like agents and all that? Okay. How does that work?
My agent now, Jeff. Like,
can we shout him out?
Jeff,
what's his name?
Jeff.
Can I give him some love
from
right here?
Photogenix. He's the
Shout out to Jeff from where?
Photogenix.
Shout out to Jeff from Photogenix.
Yeah. He's so sweet and so rad and so cool. He just showed up to the skate park one day. He's like, where are you skating at? And I was like, Cherry Skate Park in Long Beach.
Damn.
And it was on my birthday. Again, I got signed on my birthday. Wow.
That's how it goes.
He pulled up on me and I was like, yo.
He was taking skate flicks?
He was just like chilling there. He's like, yo, like, I just came to say what's up. Like, I just want
to see. Oh, he wanted to get to know you first. That's more real than just a.
Coming to our agency, you know?
No, he was like in your environment, you're skating. Mm-hmm. And so, like, so what was his job to find you? How does that work? He finds you different. Like, what do you do it for, like, magazines or?
What kind of work do
I do? What kind of work do they find and stuff?
For me, everything. So I do print work. I do commercial work. I do everything. I do everything besides runway because runway is not fulfilling to me. And it's just, like, something I'm not down for unless it's, like, Gucci or something.
Oh,
like,
so Gucci, if you're out there. Yeah.
No.
Can we put out that out in the universe?
Yeah.
So Gucci, if you're watching this.
All of Gucci.
Gucci, if you're watching this, hook my girl up big time.
Yeah, I know.
Endorsements, sponsorships. What else? I like doing this.
I just want to know.
Just Gucci?
But just like, I don't know.
Yeah. How does the pay rate, I'm just curious, how does the pay rate work in the modeling world?
If you're Breonna King, it's nice.
Oh damn! If you're BK,
it's not even because I'm me. It's because of my agents and like Jeff and Anna. What's everyone at Photogenics, like everyone, like there makes sure that I'm good, good. Like when I wasn't represented by anybody. So like when I was living in New York for those like 2 years, I was doing pretty like big jobs, but mm-hmm. I didn't even know that like the amount of money I can ask for. And now that I'm with an agency, I was just like, oh, like I didn't even know.
They fight
know
for you. They fight for you.
Getting this much money for a yeah. day's work. Like, what, wow,
what's the
this
most?
Is
what's
crazy.
The most? You just
I
what's
can't.
The, no, no, no. Just please,
I literally
please, please.
Cannot speak about that.
Okay, but if I guess, will you at least like
I don't know.
Give
I don't
me
know
a
if
wink?
It works like that. I know. There's so many NDAs.
Oh, so you can't
yeah.
disclose.
Yeah, because everyone on set is getting paid different. Everyone's getting paid differently. So like,
okay, you well, you can. I'll do more vague questions on the pay.
Oh my god!
Is it? Do you get paid for the day rate, like showing up, or do you get residuals, a royalty? Like, how does that work?
It's just on the usage. So it's like, where is this? Where is this going? Where is it going to be played at? And then that's where all the money comes from. And then since I do have like a decent following online, then they also I usually get another lump sum of money for posting to my Instagram. So it's like day rate, usage, and then my Instagram.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. So you're doing okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you an example. My brother, he's a pretty well-known comedian, actor. And before he booked Mad TV, the show Mad TV back in the day, he booked a campaign for IBM. It was the Code or Not campaign. And because you said, you know, he was print. It was print, too. But he was on billboards wearing, he was a small Asian dude with the glasses and there's a in an astronaut outfit. And then there's another tall, his counterpart was a tall white guy with an astronaut outfit. And they flew them both around the world, Tokyo, London, Germany, everywhere, just to be the Asian dude with
yes.
the, he made $100,000. And he showed me his itinerary, and it blew my mind. I'm like, what? He's
yeah.
like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And I just, so I'm just, I kind of, I'm not saying if,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
yeah. But that's good. I'm happy for you. Same. You know why you know why this is a good situation for you? Because you do it, but then you can still skate with the homies.
Yeah. I'm
usually
skating with the homies whenever I'm like shooting.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, look at all my other homies. They're skaters too. So I usually get to work with my friends.
Yeah.
It's like, and then a majority of my friends are models now. So I just like put everyone on and then we all end up like being in the same shoot or like even by accident, we're all in the same shoot. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't even know you're doing it. I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes.
Was there, going back to skateboarding, was there one particular male or female skateboarder besides Dustin? Because
mm-hmm.
we love Dustin.
Yeah.
Like that when you saw them, do their thing, you're like, whoa, that's inspiring.
Yeah.
All right, who's
Shredmaster Keith.
Oh, shout out to Shredmaster Keith.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a New York skateboarder, mm-hmm. and he's just so steezy. Like,
what
arm,
is it about his skateboarding that...
He's just, like, smooth. He's just going through, like, the park, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, and his... Like, I don't know.
Well,
it's
his style.
His style, just, like, the way his body moves, his body, his... The way he stands on his skateboard and it's just like the way he maneuvers like through everything is just like amazing.
That's crazy.
So that was definitely like
you didn't even
inspiring.
Mention tricks or anything. You just said
no,
the way he skates.
He's just flowing like through the park, just like slappies and ollies and not many flips, 180s and like shoves and it's
yeah,
just like
yeah.
so rad. And then also like why I felt like I wanted to start skating, like the snake run at Venice was like Leandre Sanders, which is Skate Goat.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, yo, I want to get on that level. Like, obviously, I'm not going to be on that level,
yeah.
but like, yo.
No,
I
but
want-
you're on your way. I see the progression yo, right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, she's doing, she's learning, right?
Yesterday, like, learning back 50s, back disasters on the quarter pipe. Like,
and then I,
in
and
one
then,
day?
And then, I kickflipped off this, like, big thing, and then, like, the same thing, and then I all it over that thing. But, like, the 30-day skate challenge is, like,
you
making
know what?
Me go in.
It's this younger, cause I'm old, right? So when I skateboarded in the 90s, it wasn't cool to skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
There was literally three dudes that skated at Poway High, one of them being Tom DeLonge from Blink 182,
wow.
and everyone else, it was looked at as you're the deviant, loser, outcast.
Yeah.
But now it's like it's flipped. It's kind of like it's like no skate. It's cool. It's skating's cool.
Yeah.
And
sure.
the way you learned to kickflip, it took me a lot longer.
Yeah.
a lot longer. And when I landed it, I was in Scottsdale. This was in Arizona. We were skating this under this parking structure, Scottsdale, Arizona. It's where the Wedge is. There's a skate park there now, the Wedge. And I kept doing it, and they're like, just stand over it. Just don't fall off of it. It was flipping a little bit. But I remember when I landed, it was super sketch. But it flipped and I landed it, and I felt like I won the lottery or something. I was like, I was like losing my mind. And then they like lifted me. It was a whole.
It is.
But if that were to happen now, they would be like, oh, that ain't even switch or not. You know what I mean? They're like, whatever, dude. But back then it meant so much to me. And I was like, I'm in my 40s now. Mm-hmm. This is a long time ago, but it was like, I will never forget that day, you know? And when do you think the change happened? Because now it seems like kids, they're learning all these really advanced maneuvers before, like, the fundamental. Do you notice?
That was also me, though.
What do you mean? How was this happening?
I was learning tricks, and I didn't really leave the front of my house. So it was just, like, trick, trick, trick. And then I didn't even know how to push.
What?
Like... Yeah, I didn't even know how to push. I just knew how to do tricks. And then I remember when I got to New York, they're like, oh, she can kickflip. Are you valid? And then, like, we go to go push. And, everyone's behind, like, in front of me. And I was just way behind. I was just like, dang, I really need to learn, like, to push.
So do you think kids are more comfortable learning the tricks first before they just skate?
Yeah, everyone feels so rushed. Like, everyone's online, like, looking at their phone, just like,
oh, how to laser flip. Yeah, and you're like
YouTubing this or watching all their favorite people, like, oh, I want to do that, I want to do that. And no one's really, like, not too many people that are online just pushing, you know, and just showing you push around everywhere. And
Are there tutorials where they show you how to just push?
Yeah, there probably is.
That'd be kind of a good thing.
I'm doing how-to videos.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
So you got a YouTube, or what's the deal?
Yeah, well, I'm going to upload to my YouTube. I'm editing my video today of my first, like,
what's four... What's up with it? Let's start promoting. Let's promote that.
YouTube.com/BriannaKing.
Spell it out.
BriannaKing.
Yeah. Craig, you had a question?
Yeah, I want to hit on the acting. You said you were starting to do a lot of acting.
Yeah. How'd you get into that? The acting.
Oh, okay. The acting. There's this movie called The Skate Kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's a women's skateboarding film, and they did pretty well. Like, Jaden Smith is in it. So just...
Well, Will's...
Yeah, his son.
The rapper?
Yeah.
What the... I'm a fan.
Did you ever watch The Wolfpack?
No, but okay. I watch his rap video. Icon videos. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He skates too?
Yeah, man. He skates.
So have you met him?
Yeah.
You met Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
Right, let me... Yeah. What?
Yeah, I was in the movie with him.
Talk about it.
So just like, I guess I didn't even act in the movie. I was just like in the movie for quite a while, just like skating around with all the girls and stuff. And I guess since like I have credit from there, then I just like get casted in other movies to skateboard in and other TV shows. And then, yeah, just now I get to speak. And it just like all happened because of skateboarding. And I guess.
So what are some of the projects?
The Sun is also a star. Yeah.
Okay, is that an indie film?
It's a film with some huge people that I can't even remember.
Is it out yet?
It's already out.
Okay, where could people watch it? On Netflix? Or?
On everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, keep going.
And then the Skate Kitchen also put a TV show out called Betty, so we're on that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, just things, random sets that I don't even remember what I'm doing. I just like show up and I don't think, cause then I stress out.
Yeah. Are you taking acting courses?
No.
You're just doing it.
Yeah. It's just like a weird time right now. Wow. Not a weird time. It's just like a very special time to be like, a woman in skateboarding, that you are like precious, you know. And there's not many other people, not too many women that are skateboarding and acting or are also a model.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, this is an actual real skater and she's done a bit of it. Like, we can see that she can actually speak, like, let's go with her. But that's something I definitely want to like get more into. Like, okay, I want to act and I want to be able to show them, but I don't want to go to castings. But I haven't been going to castings yet though, and I'm still getting stuck.
Well, they're just booking you?
Yeah.
What? That's great. They're just booking you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with SAG? Like, do you have to go through union?
No.
You have to go through an acting agency, like for these theatrical.
I just send them to my agents. So I have a commercial agent.
Oh, you
I
do.
Have a print and then like a social.
You have a commercial agent?
Yeah.
So you've done commercials?
I've done a lot of
commercials. Let's talk about that. Like, what are some of the things you did?
Done? I've done 2 Apple commercials where I was skateboarding. So if you
Apple?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
that's been, so been how did you get those gigs?
On Instagram.
You got an Apple commercial off Instagram?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Oh, you got, like, how was it showing up to the set of an Apple commercial?
It was, okay, first of all, I'm in this,
damn,
like,
it's a killing it.
Huge production, you know?
Geez, that made me sweat. I'm like, I love Apple.
And I was freaked out. Like, I was freaked out. There was no one else. It was just me, like, all by myself. And I'm just in this, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just a lot happening. But I wasn't even like real skateboarding. They had me like on a prop skateboard, like on here, so they can like film me like ollieing through space.
What?
So I'm like, there's like a stick and then a board on there, and it's like all wobbly. So they're just like, okay, be still, like do this, do that. I'm like, this is hard. Like I'm way high up.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but it was an amazing day, and with a million people looking at me. And,
you're the principal actress. Yeah. You're the person they got. What was the DM? Like, I want to read, like, what did they write you in the DM? Like, hi, I'm Chad Barnsworth from, whatever, from Apple. We found you. We like what you're doing.
We're looking for real skateboarders.
Keep going.
You fit the criteria. Please email me. Let us know your rates and availability. And I was just like, okay, this is what I need. I'm available here. And they're like, okay, great. You got it.
Like that?
Yeah.
Because I was in the commercial game early 2000, and I had to go through 5 callbacks just to get one commercial. Let me shout out my commercial. Sour Starburst. I'm Jimmy in the Chinese restaurant. I had to put the Sour Starburst in and make the pucker face. Yeah. But let me tell you, that's not what happened to me.
Yeah.
I went to the first one. They go, all right, come back. And then it was like 3 or 4. The last one, I'm like, I got it? And it was this other Asian kid. And I remember walking by, like, his mom had, like, nice-ass, like, clothes. And it pissed me off because I'm like, this kid bypassed all the other commercials. He didn't even make it to the other rounds.
Yeah.
And I remember we were in front of the Vista Theater, and they're feeding us lemons. So we're in front of the Vista Theater, and we're like, all right, you put the lemon in your mouth. And then you put it out, you know. And then I overheard one of the people say, get this that other guy on the right, get him, me. His hair is more like Bruce Lee's. Because at the time, I had like deeper sideburns, and it was more longer. Mm-hmm. And so once he said that, I'm like, it pissed me off. But it got me the job.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of shallow?
Yeah, it's pretty rude.
So.
But I love Sour Starburst.
Oh, you love Sour Starburst?
Now and Later is Now and Later's.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah.
And stale Sour
Straws.
Yeah.
Stale Sour Straws only. Yeah. Hard ones only. Vintage.
Let's hear about some of your other gigs. We'll go back and forth. Because I have stories for each of mine, too.
Okay, this is the yeah. best one.
I'm out of the game, though. I'm out of the commercial game. Yeah.
The one that made me feel like super excited about was my Jordan campaign, commercial.
Jordan, the shoe?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You get like the top shit. How'd you get the Jordan campaign?
I used to hang out at Huff on Fairfax.
Just in the neighborhood? Yeah, just right down the street.
Store,
yeah.
You know, just hanging out. And I met the homie Sobe there. And then one day, he was like, yo, like, you want to, like, do this one job? And I was like, yeah. I didn't really know. They're like, oh, we're shooting a campaign. Or, well, we're having a photo shoot. You know, I didn't even know it was like a campaign or anything. It was just like a huge job. It was a huge campaign, and I shot with a bunch of like Billie Eilish and just like an Olympian.
With the singer?
Yes. It was just like a set of just like all these crazy people. I have like my own trailer. It says like my name on it. My security guard like walking by me. And I was just like, damn, like this is not just a shoot. This is like a shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did that take place?
In New York.
They flew you out there?
No, I was already in New York. So I was already there, and he hooked me up there, and then I don't know. So that was like the first campaign, and then I shot a second campaign, and then I had a party with Jordan, and I had like this, and then
where is her mansion located as we speak? Where is she?
Alex's house. Alex's bed.
Okay. Okay. All right, keep going. Keep going. Okay.
And then we just got the me and Alex and my friend Felicia. We were in this commercial, and it's like playing at halftime, and it's like in up on New York, like playing and in near the Staples Center, and just like a bajillion places. And that was like the most like that was just the craziest moment, like the craziest like commercial that ever came out, and it just like looked so damn crazy.
Yeah.
But
a few more, just maybe one or two more, yeah, because these are amazing to me.
My HP job.
You're magical, by the way. It's like there's magic just surrounding your aura.
Yo,
but continue.
I am so grateful.
Yeah, you're killing. You're killing life right now. Killing it, killing it. Continue.
And then the HP, like the laptops.
So you're doing all the HP and Apple.
Yeah.
How'd you get this thing? You're at Target and someone saw you at Target.
It was my
homie. The deal? What's going on here?
It was my homie.
Okay, I need to start hanging out more at places.
There was this girl I met on the street, like just like skateboarding at Tompkins, and she was like, "Hey, I'm casting like for an ASAP Rocky video." So she cast me for this video, and we're like sitting in this. Like call time was like 12 a.m.
Yeah.
So and we're like, and it's freezing in New York in the middle of winter, and we're like sitting in this like cold sad warehouse, and she's like, "I'm sorry guys, like I'm gonna get you guys another job, like I'm like this is a crazy situation, but like it's gonna be cool." So you know, I'm just like sitting there, and
I need to rub.
So whatever you have, I need to rub that on. I need some of that like with my aura.
And
God dang, I need to rub it up, dude. I need to.
Stinky.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk to 7-Eleven. I hope someone sees me there tonight.
They will.
And we're looking for a small Korean guy. Yeah. You're the guy.
Yeah.
Could I ask you one thing? Because it seems like you have positive energy, but also you seem like you say yes a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about
a lot of.
Yeah, to a lot of this stuff, all these opportunities.
Okay, let me talk about the positivity first.
Yeah.
Through like my.
Give the viewers and listeners some insight.
I went like, I had like a weird childhood. I had a weird upbringing, and I was just like. Just chill for a long time, you know. I was just like stuck on like me, like that's always just like in my head majority of the time. I wasn't sad, I wasn't happy. And then like when I finally experienced like happiness when I started skateboarding, it was just like a drug. It's just like, why am I not gonna be happy? It's so much easier like just to be happy. So whenever something annoying is happening, like I just like make sure to go out of my way to just like laugh at it. Like even like at the skate park and someone like rams into like my leg and I'm just like but yeah. I was like, okay, you know what, like my leg still works, like I just like took me so long to feel this that I like cherish it so much, and I just like feel so grateful that I'm able to like feel this way and like my brain is like functioning normally. And I forgot what you asked after that.
Yes to stuff.
I said yes to a lot of things for a long time. It was just like I was so grateful to be doing what I was doing, but it became exhausting. It was just like I had no time to really do anything for myself, and it was just like I am skateboarding and I am teaching. Like my job for like most of last year was teaching skateboarding. I was like,
oh, you do courses? Did the classes?
I hold like events for women and queer skateboarders.
Okay, how do they sign up?
Just on my website or my Instagram. You can just, I post flyers.
Okay, this is a great segue because this is the tail end of it. Yeah, start plugging how they reach you, all your stuff, your social media, websites, and all that.
So yeah, everything is Brianna King.
Yeah, spell it out again.
BRIANAKING.
Okay.
And everything is free. I teach everything for free. I'm sponsored by like the ones, And
can we give them a shout out? The Ones?
Shout out to The Ones. Shout out to Genevieve.
Yeah.
Thank you for making my life sick.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I get paid through them, so everything's free for everyone else. Mm-hmm. Like, we give away boards, trucks, everything you could possibly need, and mm-hmm. everyone goes there and like makes new homies and new skate homies,
yeah.
or not even skate, just like people start like poetry groups and this and photography, and it's just like this is where you go to connect and make friends.
Do you have a wheel sponsor?
Spitfire.
Oh, you give, you're on Spitfire?
Mm-hmm. Well, like Deluxe hooks me up with everything.
Wow.
And for with me and everyone else around me, for all the homies.
That's so awesome. You are doing well right now. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm so grateful. I'm very grateful.
Any, just a like a piece of advice you give like a girl watching this who wants to start skateboarding or pursuing the stuff that you've conquered or you're doing, like what advice would you give them, like the kind of attitude that they should acquire as far as life and everything? Maybe what he said, say yes to things. Show up to things, maybe?
Show up to things. Mm-hmm. Put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of the world. Like, it's okay to be awkward and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if people don't like you, you probably don't have to see them again. Mm-hmm. And, like, and the people that you do like, make sure to cherish those friendships. And, you know, like, then great things happen. Like,
yeah.
Me talking to people, like, helped me a lot. And I'm still, like, awkward around some people.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like pretty understanding and they know like where you're coming from. So it's just like put yourself out there. It's, mm-hmm. It sucks like trapping yourself in the house when you feel like you're trapping yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you want to be there. But like if you feel like you're trapped, like go out there. And if you want to get into skateboarding, there's so many meetups now.
Oh, there's skate meetups?
Yeah, for women and queer people.
There's, really?
Yeah, like
whether you meet at a spot yeah. and you guys all skate together.
Mm-hmm. And if you live like around the world, I have like this highlight on my Instagram where I post people everywhere around the world where these people are willing to teach people or help you learn how to skateboard. So you just go through that highlight and click that person's name and write them, and you can make new friends or learn how to skateboard or do anything with them. And those are just like a bunch of nice people. And if you want to find somewhere in your city and someone doesn't pop up on my highlight, then I have like recommendations for everywhere. But there's a lot of nice women and queer people that are willing to help everyone right now, and
that's
it's pretty freaking rad.
I want to end it with showing your board,
oh,
and then
make sure we get all the YouTube.
Oh yeah let's promote your YouTube and your Instagram one last time and your website.
Okay, my website is briannaking.com. My Instagram is Brianna King, and my YouTube is also Brianna King. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm gonna upload to my YouTube today. I'm doing a 30-day skate challenge, and I'm vlogging the 30 days, and it's gonna be super cool.
That's so sick, dude. It was an honor having you. That was awesome. I just have a couple more just ending announcements. We have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Shout out to the new patrons this week, Brian and Mike Roy. I also have music coming out, an EP. Shout out to Shane Mullen, David Bartholio, Jason Geisbrecht, and Michael Martinez. All my music's at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. There's a website at stevieweebyshow.com. The Instagram attached to the show is Instagram/QUANGOU. I'm mixing the album, the EP. It's close to being finished. It's like 95% done. And that's going to be on my Bandcamp very soon. We're going to be working on a music video as well. So go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for that. And then I'm going to have it on all platforms, maybe a month later on Spotify and Amazon and blah, blah, blah. There's no Little Ray's, but Little Ray is going to return shortly. Go to the channel, YouTube.com/StevieWeeby for more content, vlogs, puzzle videos, P.O. Box videos, clips, cooking vlogs, Stevie.
I like the cooking vlogs.
Oh, did you see the fried rice one?
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Stevie on the Streetie. And if you want to send stuff to the P.O. Box, including puzzles, because we want to do more puzzles, send your stuff to 1425 North Turkey Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Support the other podcasts, Losco Projects, Necro Electric, Riffin' with Griffin, and Movies with Malice and Tiger Belly. Okay. Dude, it was awesome. You need to come back, and I want to get the story on, like, him, too, as far as, yeah, as far as how you guys met and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Alex,
okay.
Alex is sick.
All right, we're out of here.